Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. Though the razor-thin Pennsylvania Republican U.S. Senate race continues to drone on weeks after the May 17th primary, it appears that television doctor Mehmet Oz's small lead of around 900 votes from more than 1.34 million ballots cast will hold through the recount phase. While no unofficial final total has even been reported, the mandatory recount under Pennsylvania law, because the candidates fell within half a percentage point of each other, was ordered to begin. The race is now between Dr. Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick. With the McCormick campaign representatives now asking for long-shot hand-count recounts of certain precincts in certain counties due to, quote, data irregularities, unquote, we can see that the end is finally near. It is probable that Dr. Oz will be certified the winner on June 8th, the day under Pennsylvania law when election results are made final. Challenges to individual ballots can still occur after that date, but June 8th is at least the preliminary final deadline. The Democratic nominee, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, if you will remember, suffered a stroke right before the primary election. Therefore, he continues to recover at home and looks to be off the campaign trail for a significantly longer period. Another marathon post-election contest is now over. In Oregon, where Clackamas County officials experienced a barcode reading problem and had to hand transfer each vote to a new ballot, Democratic former local city manager Jamie McLeod Skinner defeated Congressman Kurt Schrader in the new 5th District election that was also held on May 17th. Mr. Schrader becomes the 4th House incumbent to lose renomination so far in this election cycle. Oregon's turnout pattern was different than the other 12 states that have conducted primaries, in that Democratic participation was higher than the Republican total. Both parties, however, saw large increases in turnout when compared with the 2018 midterm election, which is often a precursor to what happens in the general election. Democratic turnout was up approximately 29% from their 2018 performance, while the Republicans were up almost 23%. We are now up to 16 candidates for the newly created 10th Congressional District in Lower Manhattan, New York, which also includes a part of Brooklyn. The Democratic primary election, which will determine who wins the seat in November, features Westchester County Congressman Mondaire Jones, ex-New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, a former Trump impeachment legal counsel, two state assembly members, and two city councilmen from New York City. This key primary election will be decided on August 23rd. The big primary day of June 7th will come next Tuesday. The nomination process in 7 states includes California, Iowa, and New Jersey, all of which are holding marquee primaries. After that, another 9 states will complete their own primary processes through the rest of June. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.